Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier, agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
Welcome to West Plains High School for Ozark Mountain Conference basketball tonight. Tonight, the West Plains Scissors are hosting one of the best teams in the state, the Logan Rogersville Wildcats, number two in Class 4. The only team ranked higher than them is Vashon out of St. Louis, and that ought to tell you something right there. The Wildcats are 16-3. West Plains coming off their most recent contest here, where they were able to pick up their 10th win of the season. That actually was at the Mountain Grove tournament on Saturday, where they beat Mountain Grove 77-48. Last night, it was West Plains and the Rogersville girls teams going head-to-head. That was won by Rogersville. Their girls team is number 6 in Class 4, and they won last night fairly easily, 58-44. And tonight, you've got a lot of stuff to deal with if you're West Plains, and one of those things is the best, one of the best, easily, if not the best, point guard in the state of Missouri, and the kid's just a sophomore. His name's Chase Branham. He is a 6'3 sophomore, and the kid last year, he was the focal point of their basketball team. He was leading the charge just as a freshman on a very good Rogersville team. Well, his status, if possible, has been elevated a little bit, and we're looking at one of the really special players, not just in the conference, but in the state of Missouri here tonight. West Plains in a runaway on Saturday as they buried Mountain Grove. They had a 14-point lead at halftime, went on to win 77-48. Clayton Robbins had 24 points. I thought Josiah Long had one of his best games of the year. He had 15 and 13 from Jared Kraft. So with the win, West Plains is now 10-9. And the rest of this schedule is pretty rugged. I am telling you, there's no gimmies in this bunch down the stretch here for the last month of the basketball season, and that's essentially what we're looking at right now. And we'll be back on the road on Friday night when West Plains will be going up against Rolla in what used to be an Ozark Conference game. But Michael Libby, taking care of the PA, we'll just turn it over to him with the anthem coming up next.
Please rise for Bruce Cover and Honor America with the flag of our national anthem. Oh, can you see by the sun's what so proudly we see as the twilight cross stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we fought, were so gallantly free. As the rocket ran red, come on, thirsty air. For the land of the free.
the new Gaither Vocal Band's rendition of the national anthem, and we're about ready for the starting lineups, and we don't have to wait. We've already got them here, so let's... We'll pick them up with you. Jace Branham in the starting lineup for Rogersville, 6'3", sophomore, and he is just mind-blowingly good. Dane Smith, 6'3", senior. I'm going to catch this last name. Yep. Okay, so the starters will be Chase Branham, Dane Smith, Jace Pettiford, who is a 6'3 senior, also Marcus Moore, a 6'7 junior, and Titus Moore, a 6'5 freshman. So they got the Moore bookends inside. Meanwhile, Rogersville, 16-3, coached by John Schaefer. And John Schaefer was a candidate for the West Plains coaching job here years ago. Starting five for West Plains with a mark of 10-9, coached by Mason Miller. Ethan Tuma, one of the few seniors for West Plains, is a 6-foot senior. Also, Jared Kraft, junior forward. Also, Jacob Moore in the starting lineup. Jacob has had such issues with fouls, especially early in ball games, in the last three or four games. We'll see if he can avoid that a little bit. And Blake Robbins will jump center, 6'5 senior. And the tip control by West Plains. This basketball game is underway. West Plains High School. In the front court, West Plains will control for the first possession. Branham guards the ball on Jared Kraft. Now Ethan Tuma picks it up, lobs it way to the other side, down the left corner. Kraft has it. Bounce pass to the corner, out of bounds. Touch last by Rogersville. I want to tell you what. Marcus Moore and Titus Moore inside for them. They are big enough to go to work. In the right corner, Tuma cross court underneath. Wide open layup. Good. Clayton Robbins. So 32 has his first two of the night. Here's Rogersville. They're in the pewter with white and maroon trim. At the right point, Branham, long three ball. That's no good. Rebound will be kept long, picked up, though. Rogersville has it. They'll hook pass it to the left corner. Open three is launched and good by Dane Smith. 3-2 ball game. Wildcats have one player listed under 6 feet tall. Everybody else, 6'1 or better. And now a turnover on West Plains. No, a deflected pass out of bounds in the front court. We'll stay with West Plains. It looks like that Aiden Judd is getting the start tonight over Jacob Moore. So maybe that will help remedy his foul issues. Here's the ball knocked away and stolen away. Branham takes it the other direction. Bounce across. And there was a walk, got away with it. Layup is up and no good, but a foul on the play. Marcus Moore will go to the line and shoot two after the turnover. Clayton Robbins will be tagged for the first foul of the ball game for West Plains. Marcus Moore, the free throw shooter. First try, good. 6'7 junior. He's listed 6'7, 230. It's a 4-2 ball game, and one more try now. It's up. No good. Rebound, though, put back up, and no good, but a foul will be called inside. And that time it was Titus Moore who got in there and got the rebound on his brother's miss. Now he'll go to the line. And he'll shoot two. First try is good. Jacob Moore comes in for West Plains. He comes in for Clayton Robbins. Next try, good. Titus Moore makes them both. Up the court, up the side. Cross-court pass deflected, picked up by West Plains. Jacob Moore in the corner, double team, triple team, got knocked down. Eventually got to call a foul there. The foul is on Jace Pettiford. Jace Pettiford with the foul, the 6'3 senior. Inbound play, West Plains on the side. Josiah Long over the top pass, right wing. Boy, they throw the ball over the top a lot. In the corner, Jared Kraft. You can't be careless with passing the basketball or handling the basketball against these guys. Here's a pass inbound, or down low that is, underneath more traps. Move back out to the wing, and West Plains can't get a shot. That was good defense by Rogersville. Quick passing and still nothing open for West Plains. Now with under 6 minutes to go, we'll get a foul on Branham out front, a blocking foul. Chase Branham. Here's the inbound. I see, see Jared Fay, Grizzly head coach up in the stands on the far side. I'm sure he's watching Chase Branham very closely. On the wing, here's Kraft moving in. Right hand floater around the rim and good. Jared Kraft. Makes it 6-4. Back come the Cats quickly. Shot in the corner on a three. No good. Tipped out. Picked up Kraft. He's going to try to go coast to coast. He goes up. He got fouled. And no whistle. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. That was really, really, really bad. I mean, Jared just got twisted and jackknifed as he went up for the shot. Fun halfway around. I don't know how you do that and not foul. That was terrible. But we go back to play now. In the right corner. Underneath pass. Catch. Layup. Good by Titus Moore. So it's an 8-4 ball game. Jared Kraft in the front court. Josiah Long, left side. They try to trap every time you move it to the sideline or the corner. High post. Hook pass out to Tuma. Back it goes, left corner. Wide open. Josiah Long, three, won't fall. And the rebound is loose, saved by Moore, but picked up by Rogersville. Nope, last touch by West Plains. 8-4 ball game. In the front court. Over on the right sideline, Jace Pettiford. Out front to Dane Smith. Down the left corner, into the low block, ball tipped away, loose basketball, picked up by the Wildcats. Driving the lane, Pettiford gets bumped, and that'll be a foul on Josiah Long. Team foul number three on West Plains, lob on the inbound pass. Caught by Titus Moore, the big 6'7 kid, goes up inside and scores, and a timeout. Timeout call with 4:22 to go in the first quarter. And so far, Rogersville in control with a 6-point lead. And coming up on Friday night, we'll be at Rolla. That should be a, well, I'll tell you for sure what it is. It's another game against another state-ranked team. Rolla is in the top 10, I think, in class 6. Okay. Tyler's engineering now, so we're all squared away and ready to go back to play. 4:22 to go in the first quarter. Full court pressure by Rogersville. Jared Kraft, front court. Gets a return pass from Jacob Moore. At the point, Josiah Long tries to split the defense. Steps through, gets it to Moore. Now at the point, Jared Kraft with it. Picks up the middle, has to get it out near the mid-court line to Ethan Tuma. Jacob Moore to the right elbow. Man, he's open, didn't take the shot. Now pass across to Aiden Judd, right corner. West Plains having trouble getting open. Here's Ethan Tuma to the right corner. Lob across court. Josiah Long pull up. Left elbow jump shot blocked. And a foul on the shot. And Josiah will shoot two. Marcus Moore picks up his first foul. And Josiah Long will go to the line for the West Plains Zizzers. Trying to get into a six-point lead. Free throw, first try, good. Josiah had a really good second half the other night. He finished the night with 15 points in that win over Mountain Grove. One is in, two are in now. Josiah makes it 10-6. At the right point. Ames Smith to the right corner. Outside to Jace Pettiford. Shot in the right corner for a three is good. Dane Smith with his second three. In the front court for West Plains, down by seven. On the right side of the floor to the high post. Touch pass right corner. Josiah Long, three is no good. Rebound tip long to the corner. And chased down by Jace Pettiford for Rogersville. Down to 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Live stream available tonight as well. Here's a shot from the corner by Smith. It's off the mark, bounced over the backboard. That's a dead ball. And it'll be West Plains basketball. Jack Sutherland will check into the ball game for Rogersville. He'll come in for Dane Smith. Sutherland, a 6'2 freshman. Right side, inside, dish off, underneath, shot no good by Aiden Chubb. He got fouled. Probably 22. Yep. Jace Pettiford with his second foul. Free throw by Aiden Judd. First try is no good. One more try for the underclassmen from West Plains, and it's no good. Rebound comes off Marcus Moore. Drive in the lane to the left corner. Open shot for a three. No good. Weak side rebound, though. Chase Branham has it. He'll move it outside. West Plains in a matchup zone here. Branham right corner. Lob pass out front. Branham splits the D. Cross court underneath. Wide open. Layup is good. Titus Moore. Cleaning up inside. He's got 8 of their 15. It's 15-6. Left side, Kraft. Left corner. Cross court pass. Tuma. Cross court again. Judd, baseline. Pass across. Now to the corner. Wide open. Jacob Moore. 3. Won't fall. Ball is tipped out. Spot 4. Loose picked up by Jared Kraft. West Plains keeps it. Bounce underneath. To Tuma. Far side. To the wing. To the point. Kraft. 3 ball. Won't fall. Rebound. Josiah Long, though. Kicks it to the left corner. West Plains with another shot. And now Kraft. Skip pass. Left corner. High post. Jacob Moore. Not looking to shoot. West Plains with a minute 30 to go in the second, first quarter, that is. Moore, left wing, left corner, wide open. Josiah with a three. Won't go. And Aiden Judd with another rebound. His bounce pass deflected, picked up. Jacob Moore with a runner, and it's good. 15-8. Rogersville will bring the ball up. Chase Branham in the front court. He hasn't scored yet tonight. He doesn't care. He scores when he needs to. Or more to the point when he wants to. Lob pass down low. Good pass. Bump fake inside. Up off the board too hard. And the ball tipped out of bounds by the Wildcats. It'll be West Plains ball. So a stop for the defense there. That's good. Branham will come out. He'll get a little rest at the end of the quarter. Peyton Felton. Another freshman is in the ballgame. Can't believe it. Freshman they've got playing on this team, playing minutes. They're number 2 in the state. Jared Kraft with 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Jacob Moore to Kraft, back outside. High post. Josiah Long. Fall away 17-footer, won't fall. Rebounded by Rogersville. They'll control with Moore, lost it out of bounds, tipped out by West Plains. They'll stay with Rogersville with 24 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Rogersville with no turnovers in his first quarter. West Plains only two. Walking the ball up, Peyton Felton. Freshman starts left, goes back the other way now. Into the high post, low post pass to his brother. Layup is good by Marcus Moore. Assist to Titus Moore. High low, 2 seconds. Can't get the shot away, and that's the end of the first quarter. It's Rogersville 17, West Plains 8. We'll take a 90-second break and come back in a moment here on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We start this second quarter with a turnover by Rolla, the first of the game. Now Kraft with a three on the wing, no good. Tip to the air off the rim, no good. Rebound to Rogersville, and they'll control with Jack Sutherland. Cross court pass, front court, right corner catch, three ball in the air, won't fall. Tipped out, picked up by Rogersville. In the corner, here's a three off the back iron. Rebounded by the Wildcats, but up and good. That was Chase Brandon, point guard. They got to the basket and got the putback. 19-8. In the left corner, Josiah Long up to Ethan Tuma. Aiden Judd on the right, top of the circle, back to the right corner. Jerry Kraft. The Wildcats are playing a matchup 2-3 zone, and they're doing a really good job with it. Hard to tell sometimes if they're not playing man-to-man. Here's Kraft driving. Goes up, no good. Ball out of bounds. Air ball, that'll go back over to Rogersville. And the Wildcats will sub out Dane Smith in favor of Jace Pettiford. 19-8. 17-8 after the first quarter. Branham in the front court for the Cats. Free throw line. Spin to the middle. Good power move. No good by Pettiford. Rebound by West Plains. And Judd gets it back down in the front court. Josiah Long. 6:15 to go in the first half. Left corner. Josiah got another three. This won't go either. Can't make a three. And now in the front court, at the right point, open for a three. That's out of bounds. Air ball. Ooh, you're going to hear it now. We have an excellent student cheering section here at home game. They're really good. Nearly fill the entire section over there. They make a lot of racket. Josiah Long, under 6 minutes to go in the half, 19-8 Rogersville. They've established this lead. Now it's going to be tough to overcome. Jacob Moore, the right elbow, bounced to the corner. Back inside, Moore, follow-away shot is short and picked up off the lip of the rim by Marcus Moore. Down the front court, a catch and shot for a three is an air ball by Peyton Felton. There you go. There used to be a lot more air balls that went with that instead of just three. Wraparound pass, far corner. Josiah Long, front court for West Plains. We haven't scored in a while. Jared Kraft to the corner. Ethan Tuma drives in. Skip pass. Stolen. Now Branham lost. Almost lost it out of bounds. Ball came up hard and hit him, or hit Peyton Felton in the cheek. Now Branham has it on the wing. Spins to the baseline. Double team. Tied up. No whistle, though. Now it's the point. They'll drive the key. Fall away from 7 feet, no good. Put back up, no good. Tipped off the rim, no good. Picked up inside. Right hand reverse is good by Marcus Moore. Timeout, 4:48 to go, first half. With the score, the Wildcats 21 and the Zizzers 8. Back in a minute on KDY.
Official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Four minutes and 48 seconds to go in the first half. Rogersville Wildcats, number two team in the state in Class 4, with a 21-8 lead. West Plains has it after the timeout. Cats go back to their zone, and there's just a really bad pass over the top, thrown out of bounds again by Josiah Long. That's only a fourth turnover for West Plains. Clayton Robbins checks back into the ball game now for West Plains. Front court. At the left point to the left corner. Baseline Branham cut off by Suma. Hook pass out front. Back to Branham in the left corner. Man, they are banging inside. Jacob Moore and Titus Moore. Pass inside, low block. Shot off the rim, up around and around and good. Titus Moore has 10 points. He is a moose of a kid. To the right corner, Tuma. Ethan will dribble outside. Now back cross-court pass. Judd to the point. Kraft has it. Kraft dribbles over to the right corner. Tuma's got a three, and it's good. First three of the night for West Plains. Ethan Tuma makes it. 3:40 to go in the first half. 23-11. Low block, posting up inside. Spin to the middle. Moore leans in, got away with a walk, lays it up top, and good. Titus Moore adds another bucket. He's got 12. 25-11. If you're watching the live stream, which True Choice is executing flawlessly, you'll see. Here's a shot in the corner. Robbins, no good. Ball comes off. Freshman Peyton Felton has it for Rogersville. You can see the size of this kid right here. Titus Moore feeds it across. Ball fumbled. Picked back up. Now back out to the right point. Pull up, 17-footer, in and out. Rebound, Jacob Moore for West Plains. Well, West Plains made Here's a bad pass up the sideline thrown away. Unforced error by West Plains. Turnover 5 now, 3 in the quarter. And you just, when you get an opportunity against a really good team, you can't throw the ball away. And that's what West Plains has done a total of 5 times tonight. 1 turnover on Rogersville with 2:28 to go in the first half. Out front, here's Moore putting it on the deck. Drives down. He'll be hand-checked by Aiden Judd. That'll stop the clock. That's the first foul of the second quarter.
Number 33, Aiden Judd.
It's going to be Rogersville ball from underneath. Lob out to the point. They'll go to the left corner. Ball deflected out of bounds off Rogersville. Good play by Jared Kraft over there in the corner. So the second Rogersville turnover of the first half. 2:20 and counting. We've experienced this kind of first half before. Happened in Mountain Grove against Hartville. Here's the ball stolen the other way. Brandon, two-handed dunk. Chase Brandon, a little easy two-hander. Makes it 27-11. Lob to the corner. Robbins back to Tuma. They're all bunched up over there on one side. Cross-court pass to the middle. Terrible pass, stolen away. Right to the defender. We make a lot of bad diagonal passes. Here's a drive down the key. No good. Missed shot by Moore. Rebounded by Aiden Judd. 1:30 to go in the first half. Left quarter. Tuma over the top to Jared Kraft. Now at the point, Clayton Robbins. He's had a hard time getting open. Moore, now Robbins. 3, left wing, no good. On the weak side, the rebound pulled down by Bo Watts, the 6'1 junior, just in the game. Long pass up, good pass, diagonal, laid up and good off the board. Titus Moore. To 11. Into the high post, Moore on the wing. Back outside, Jacob drives between the defenders, lays it up, no good, but he got fouled. We only had 10 points at halftime, I should say, against Hartville over at Mountain Grove. So we're 1 point better. 47. Sutherland with the foul. And the first try is no good. Aiden Judd, been out there a long time, comes off the floor finally for West Plains. Next try is good. West Plains has 4 points this quarter. They've been outscored 12-4. Brandon with 38 seconds to go in the half. Out front, Tuma is on him. And now over on the right, we get the ball to Jack Sutherland, who will move it out front. They're holding for the last shot of the half. The big guy, Titus Moore. Now out, Brandon has it. 15 seconds. Sutherland on the right side to the right corner. Here's a pull-up for a 3 by Moore. No good. Ball tipped to the corner. Chased down by the Cats. 1 second, they're not going to get a shot away. That's the end of the first half. Rogersville with a 29-12 lead on West Plains. At the break, Ozark Mountain Conference game will continue. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
It's night number two of six straight nights of basketball here on KDY. Night number three, tomorrow night, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will be at home against the Moberly Greyhounds in Region 16. That'll start at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Joe Paul Evans Arena here on KDY and the live stream as well. Live stream available with this game. You can find that on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook page, all our social network platforms. You can see the contest tonight and tomorrow night for that matter. But tonight, West Plains finds themselves in a hole, 29-12. That would lead you, if you just turned it on and got the score, that would lead you to believe that West Plains has had trouble scoring. You would be correct. Very correct. In fact, West Plains only scored 4 points in the second quarter to have 12 here at the half. Rogersville is just difficult. Really difficult to play against offensively. They've turned West Plains over 7 times. The Wildcats take exceptionally good care of the basketball. They did not make. West Plains has gotten the habit of really making careless looping throws over the top of defenses, and it leads to, in about half time, to disaster. On the other hand, in the first half, I asked somebody this during the last break. I said, how many times did you see Rogersville throw the ball over the top from one side of the floor to the other on offense? Never. And they didn't. They did not do that. They might skip one pass, but that's it. They don't take those kind of chances, and thus they have an 17-point lead at halftime. The guy that's killing West Plains is Titus Moore. The 6'7 junior has 14 points at the break. 6 points for Dane Smith on a pair of threes. Chase Branham has 4, including a two-handed dunk, and Marcus Moore has 5 points at the break. West Plains in the first half, not much. Very thin. Jacob Moore with 3. Ethan Tuma, 3. And Jared Kraft, Clayton Robbins, and Josiah Long all have 2 points. From the line, West Plains, 3 out of 6 in the first half. And Rogersville, 3 out of 4. It is halftime. Another 3-minute break. With the score, West Plains trailing Rogersville 29-12, and we're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
The Rogersville coaching staff comes out from down low. John Schaefer's their head coach. He has four assistants. All of them are wearing dark jackets tonight, sports jackets. And for just a split second there, it reminded me of Paul Bears at a funeral. Oh, they look sharp, though. They look really sharp. Second half ready to start. Can West Plains get back in the ball game? Well, if they're going to, they've got to do something about keeping Rogersville off the offensive boards, because they just hammered the boards in the first half. Marcus Moore and Titus Moore inside. That's almost too much for West Plains to handle. So let's see what happens in the second half. And the other thing for West Plains, and Rogersville had a lot to do with this, West Plains shot the basketball very poorly in the first half. But that's what happens against good defensive teams. Most good defensive teams want to hold you to under 40% shooting the basketball. If you've done that, then you've executed very well defensively. Here we go, second half. West Plains has the ball, and starting five for each team in this game is back underway again. Jacob Moore on the side, far side, bounce pass corner to Kraft. Got to stay out of those corners. Pass out to Josiah Long. That invites the double team, and they will double team you. High post, Moore. No look pass over, nearly thrown away to Kraft. Now in the corner, handoff to Tuma. Lob pass out, now to Kraft, and we'll reset. 25 seconds into the second half. West Plains down, 29-12 on offense. On the left side, Ethan Tuma goes to his right. Three bounces, now cross-court pass, Josiah Long. Back to the point. High screen to the right wing, Jacob Moore. Here's Clayton Robbins with a three, and no good. Rebound tipped away, picked up. Here comes Rogersville. Branham all the way to the hole. Goes up, slapped away, out of bounds. He'll stay with Rogersville with 7:11 to go in the third. Man, how would you like to be it? Here's an alley oop, but nobody ooped. Rebound put back up as the ball was picked up on the weak side by Titus Moore. Now a foul will be called inside on Rogersville. That play kind of blew up. That's one of the first miscues really that we've seen from the Wildcats. Chase Brandon picked up his second foul of the ball game for the Wildcats. Here's Kraft in front court. Bad pass, stolen. They're just way careless, too careless for the basketball. Now stolen back, Ethan Tuma in the front court. To the right corner, Robbins open. He's got an open three look, and it's no good. Long up the right side, Sutherland. Or Pettiford, that is, back to the left corner. They'll curl back outside, and the Wildcats will reset with Chase Branham in the left corner. Open, three, too hard, ball on the weak side, rebounded by Jared Kraft. Kraft out high. Right side, right corner now. Tuma, bounce pass in, back to Ethan. He'll circle out. Here's Robin. Got an open look for a three, and it's good. First three of the ball game for Robbins. His other bucket, I think, was a putback. Anyway, 29-15. Here's Chase Branham. Goes behind the back, gets in the lane, kicks it corner, down low, hoisted it up with the right hand, turning to his left. Good. Marcus Moore. Moore has seven. They are just too stout inside for West Plains. Once that ball gets below the free throw line, you're in deep trouble. Long dribbles through the defenders. Cut off. Lob outside, Jacob Moore. High post to the corner. Josiah's got a three, and it's good. Josiah, first field goal of the night. He has five now. 31-18. West Plains is, I don't know if we're in it or not, but we can at least see the taillights down the highway a little bit. Chase Branham in the right corner. Dab step, pull up, shoots the three ball. That's good, man. What a player he is. That was a D1 move right there. Jab step, just come, raise up, shoot it, no bounce, knock it in from the corner. 34-18, Branham, 7 points. We'll probably see him playing on television one of these days. Out front, Kraft, over to Moore. Down the lane all the way. Goes up, wrap around, layup, no good by Clayton Robbins. He's fouled from behind. And he'll shoot two with 4:34 to go in the third quarter. Jace Pettiford with his third foul for Rogersville, so they'll get him out of the ballgame more likely. Clayton Robbins, free throw, shot no good. Peyton Judd back in for West Plains. He'll come in for Jacob Moore. Clayton Robbins, one more try. He's got 5 points tonight. Could make it 6 here and make it to a 15-point game, and he does. 34-19. Branham in the front court. Lost the basketball. Now got it back to the left corner now. Open shot, Sutherland for a three, and it's good. Jack Sutherland on a play that blew up eventually turns into a three-point bucket. Funny how those really good teams do that. No accident. Pass underneath, good feed. Kraft lays it up and good. Got fouled from behind on the play by Moore, Titus Moore. But Kraft gets the lay-in. Only his second basket. 37-21. Sutherland in the left corner for Rogersville. Off the screen, Branham catches, shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Clayton Robbins for West Plains. Kraft back to Robbins to the baseline to Tuma. He'll circle out. Cross court pass now. Here's Long, hook pass in the corner. Robbins with a three. No good. Rebound. Jack Sutherland for Rogersville. Chase Branham up the left sideline now. They'll get the ball to Peyton Felton. Felton, the freshman, holds. Bounce pass to the left corner. Gets the ball to Marcus Moore. And he'll be held in a foul on the play on Aiden Judd for West Plains. That's only the fourth foul in the game on West Plains. And Aiden Judd has half of them. He's got two. 3:15 left in the third quarter. A subdued Zizzer crowd here. Their team down by 16. Inbound play out to the point. They'll set the offense here with Bo Watt. Branham back outside. Drive on the baseline. Up and under shot is no good. Rebound put back no good. And another try by Moore is good. He's just too much. 6'7", 230. We don't have anybody like that. 39-21. High post Tuma moves back outside. Josiah Long back outside Tuma. Got a three. Got the shot away. No good. And the rebound. Judd hands it over. Josiah Long. Back to Tuma in the corner. Lost the basketball. Picked back up by Tuma. Lob over to Judd. Bad pass. Stole it away. Branham, cross court underneath, touch pass, layup, good. That's the way you do that.
Bo Watt.
Timeout, West Plains. 2:13 to go in the third. 20-point game, 41-21. And back in a minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
This game is trending badly for West Plains. They trailed at the half by 17. Now they trail by 20 with 2:13 to go in the third quarter. West Plains basketball. Midcourt, Jared Kraft will bring it up. Looking for some points. We need some points. Jared Kraft to the right corner. Josiah Long back out to Kraft after the timeout. Goes left, goes to the corner. Baseline, Judd around, and a whistle and a holding foul. Man, they call that a holding foul. I've seen dozens of plays that had more to them than that one did. That was right down here in front of us. Second foul on Marcus Moore. Inbound play for West Plains in the corner. Jacob Moore at the point. West Plains all bunched up on offense. Down the right corner, Aiden Judd will move it out to the wing. Bad pass, tipped away. Picked back up by Judd, though. Shot from the wing for a three by Kraft. No good. Rebound. Titus Moore has it, or Marcus Moore has it here. Takes it to the front court, all the way to the hole, kicks it to the far right corner. Open three is launched and good. Peyton Felton, they played a little inside-outside there, and now it's 44-21, and we are in definite danger of a turbo episode. Kraft over to Long. Inside ball tipped away, picked up by Judd. Down the key. Long bounce underneath the Tuma. Judd to the right corner. Under a minute to go in the quarter. Now blocking foul will be called on Rogersville as Jared Kraft tried to jump between the double team. Marcus Moore called for his third foul. Marcus Moore has not been the problem. He's got 7 points. Now, Titus Moore, that's a whole different deal. He's got 16 points. Inbound play underneath, Judd. Lost the basketball, tied up, picked up by Rogersville. West Plains now with 10 turnovers in the game. Branham to the other end, puts it up on the drive, up and good. He used that size, that length, to get that ball up into the glass. Now he has 9 points. 38 seconds to go in the quarter. 46-21. Pass underneath. Here's Judd with a catch and the lay-in. Good. Good look by Clayton Robbins finding Aiden Judd there. 46-23. The Wildcats have officially doubled us. Last shot of quarter three. 46-23 on the right side to the corner. 10 seconds to go. They get the ball to Branham, and that's who they want to have it. Two ball on him. Pull up. Three ball. It's a point good. He's something. Shot from midcourt. Blocked into the quarter at the end of three. Rogersville are running away from West Plains 49-23, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Eight minutes to go in the ball game, and we're playing it out because Rogersville has pulled away. They lead it 49-23, and seeing as how we have not scored, the most we scored in a quarter tonight is 12, and we're down by 26. That doesn't bode well. At the point, Rogersville on offense in the left corner. They'll curl it over the top. To the right wing, bad pass out of bounds. Wildcats only their fourth turnover of the ballgame. West Plains with Jacob Moore. Landon Montgomery's in the ballgame now, along with Jared Crash, Josiah Long, and Clayton Robbins. Landon has it to the point. Clayton Robbins, bounce pass, bad pass. Telegraphed it, stole it. All the way in, left-hand layup, good. Dane Smith. Josiah Long in the lane to the right corner. Jared Kraft with 7:20 to go. A long three at the point by Robbins, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Titus Moore. Here comes Rogersville again. A two here would set up the clock, the turbo clock. No good on two shots. Tie up, jump ball, and whose ball is it? It'll be West Plains' ball. Or do they call a foul on the play? I think they called a foul. They did. The foul is on Clayton Robbins, his second. So it'll be Chase Branham throwing the ball in underneath. 51-23. In the corner, Branham has steps back, goes behind the back, now pulls it way out on the left side. Over on the right wing, they'll give the ball up there to Pettiford. Pettiford will move back over on the right side. Titus Moore bounce pass down low. Turns, kicks it over. Wide open three is good. Dane Smith makes it 54-23, and the turbo clock is on. Right baseline, Josiah Long, low block. Here's Clayton Robbins, up and under shot. Scoop shot, no good. The foul on the play. And Clayton will go to the line and shoot two. What was a fairly light crowd tonight here on Tuesday is getting much lighter. First free throw try by Clayton Robbins is good. First point for West Plains in the fourth quarter. That last foul was the fourth on Jace Pettiford for Rogersville. 54-24, this would turn the turbo off, and it does. Clayton Robbins. 54-25, as long as it's 30 or better, clock runs continuous outside of timeouts, injuries, etc. Branham in the lane, goes up strong, no good. He got fouled, though, and he'll shoot two. The foul will be on Landon Montgomery. First on him. Well, I thought it was going to be Branham instead. It's Pettiford. First free throw, no good. 6:01 to go in the ball game. 54-25 and no good. Rebound, though. There's Moore back out to the corner. Up fake. Pull up, 17-footer, no good. Tip picked up by Aiden Judd. Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, 13-footer, no good. Short, rebound. Rogersville, long up the floor, and the left-hand layup by Branham is good. He's got 14 points without really trying tonight. In the right corner, here's Robbins with a three. Oh, in and out. Tipped away, but over the back foul will be called on Rogersville's Marcus Moore, and that'll be his fourth. Oh, the turbo is back on. Still running, 5:15 to go. 56-25. Inbound underneath. Judd with the catch. Double team. Bounced it across. Josiah Long's been in the lane for 15 seconds. Now here's the pull-up on the baseline. No good by Kraft. Ball tipped loose. Picked up by Rogersville. They'll control with Peyton Felton. They do not call 3 seconds anymore. They just don't. You might see it once every other month on television. That's it. Here's a turn and the shot up and good. And a foul on the play. The basket will count with 4:44 to go. Peyton Judd called for his third foul. He's trying all he can against Big Marcus Moore, but 6'7", 230 isn't very easy to move around. There was no basket on the play. It'll be inbounded from underneath for Rogersville in the left corner. Titus Moore outside at the point. To the elbow, they'll spin back to the middle. Jack Sutherland goes up inside. No good, but a foul on the play. And he'll shoot two with 4:07 in counting. Landon Montgomery got his second foul. Free throw shot number one is good by Jack Sutherland. So Rogersville is well on their way to their 17th win of the season. The latest poll just has Vachon out of St. Louis, out of public league up there, better than Rogersville at number two. Second attempt is around, rattles and goes in. Jack Sutherland with a pair of free throws has 5 points. Cole Evans comes in for Rogersville. Is he a freshman? No, he's a sophomore. 6'3". They're all 6'3". Crazy. Right corner, three ball. Ethan Tuma won't fall. Ball is spot four and controlled by Jack Sutherland. And back will come Rogersville with it. Out front, crossover, drive, locked out of bounds by Clayton Robbins, and a late whistle of a foul. And he'll be called for, it looks like, his third. No, it's fourth. Four on Clayton Robbins now. 2:38 to go in counting. Free throw shooter here is Jack Sutherland. 2 out of 2. Free throw here, good. West Plains has not made a field goal in the fourth quarter. And the clock is running. 2:23 to go. 59-25. Second try, good. Sutherland is 4 out of 4 from the line and has 7 points. He comes out of the lineup. They just put sophomore Cole Evans in the lineup for Rogersville. Who else they put in? Oh, we're to the point now we're putting kids in that aren't on the program. That's not good. Wholesale changes. We'll pick him up as we go. 1:44 to go. West Plains with the ball out front. Nearly thrown away. Caleb Cobb in the ball game for West Plains at a guard spot. Skip pass to the corner. Hudson Patillo in the ball game for West Plains. Cobb down the lane. Lob pass on the wing. Landon Montgomery back out to Caleb Cobb. Hook pass to the baseline. Montgomery feeds it across. And a trap and a shot off the side iron won't go. Rebound. Here come the Wildcats. So basically we've got 10 subs in the game here late. Three ball right corner. No good. Ball tip saved from going out of bounds by Sawyer Reed. And West Plains will control. 1 minute left. Caleb Cobb on the left side. Sawyer Reed over to Cobb. Lob to the left corner. Bounce pass to the left point, left wing. Sawyer Reed's got a three look. That won't fall. Rebound by Rogersville. And they may just hold it and run the clock out here. 60-25. Rogersville is not interested really in scoring. They're just going to run the time off, run the clock out, and we'll call it good. 20 seconds to go. This game will be official in 12 seconds. Why not call it? Ah, that's it. 60-25. Rogersville wins it over West Plains tonight. We're back in a minute to recap on KDY.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
No offense tonight. 25 points. 25 points ain't much. Yeah, me and Mike Watt might be able to. Well, if you didn't guard us very tight, we might. But 25 points. Scissors had 12 at halftime, and so it was consistent. We did not have a field goal in the fourth quarter. We did not make a field goal in the last 8 minutes. Had 2 points from the free throw line. Leading the way for Rogersville as they pick up their 17th win with 16 points. Their 6'7" postman, Titus Moore, he was just too much. 16 points tonight. They had 14 from All-Stater Chase Branham and 11 points by Dane Smith. West Plains had nobody in double figures. Leading scorer with 8 points, Clayton Robbins. They got 5 points from Josiah Long, 4 points by Jared Kraft, 3 from Ethan Tuma and Jacob Moore, and 2 from Aiden Judd, and that was it. Final score again is 60-25. West Plains will be on the road Friday. They'll play at Rolla. We'll have that game here on KDY. Meanwhile, tomorrow night, the Grizzlies will be at home against Moberly, and Thursday night, we're back here for the Pink Out game with the Lady Zizzers as they host the Lady Dons of Donovan. Final again here is 60-25. Thanks to Tyler in the studio. I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from West Plains High School.
West Plains Zizzers basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you in part by Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Stuart Morrison Ready Mix, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, Simmons Bank, Peterbilt, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Medical Equipment, Lynch Equipment Company, by Ozark Hills Realty, Whitney Frazier Agent, KT Roofing, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Butler Heating and Air, Bailey Chevrolet, JB's Health Mart, Iron Brand Realty, J&J Recovery, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Edgler and Harper, and by Bell's Body Shop.
Country's best plays here. 102.5 KDY.